Guys, how are we doing today? Good. Jeremy said he's leaving tomorrow, this week. Made me very sad. I couldn't sleep last night. You know what? I have no idea. And I'm on a need-to-know basis only. I really don't need to know. I don't. Yeah, as long as he can punt on Sunday, I'll be okay. And hold.
Are you good with everything you're getting out of him punting-wise so far?
You know, he's a little bit inconsistent. He's hit some really nice balls, and he's hit some that, you know, we expect more from him. He expects more from himself. So I would hope that as we go forward, he's going to be more consistent and hit the good ball more times than not.
Diagnose at all what is causing some of the...
We talk about it. We look a bit on tape. And he knew when he came off the field, you know, he's been doing this for such a long time. He knew exactly what happened. And it's either too long a stride or the ball's dropped inside a little bit. And as you know, with punters, you know, that ball is always moving. And I know it's not windy, but it's still moving. How it comes off your hand, how long your stride is. Those little things that we need to keep working on and keep tweaking with him. Even as a veteran, you're always trying to get better.
With Marcus's return late in that first half, what's your stance on you know, giving him the green light?
The
to
kickoff
go?
Return?
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to criticize Marcus for that, and I think initially I did too. But after watching the tape, it wasn't that high of a hang time kick, and he's trying to be aggressive. We had one good return and then one really good return earlier in the game, and if we block the three. We got confused on the count for some reason. We had talked about that exact look in practice that week, and we missed the three for some reason, let him go down scot-free. If we block him, we might still be running because the other guys were all blocked. And we just missed the one, unfortunately. And it's a, you know, got out to the 15. It is 5 yards. It does change the mentality of your offense a little bit. Obviously, that's what I preach to my guys. You know, we would hope to get at least past the 20 on that. But, you know, I want him to be aggressive, and I think there's certain times that you know, we're losing. And we're trying to get a score before the half. And to me, that's a big deal.
So most of the time, you're okay with that aggressiveness.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
It's worth
a few. Yep. A lot of kickers are now getting into the end zone mm-hmm. 5, 6, 7 yards deep anyway. So is it just the sheer numbers you're going to be bringing out more?
Yeah, again, the situation, the returner, the return that we have called, who we're playing, how fast are they? Do they do a great job? You know, they have a lot of fast people. Then we're going to be more apt to keep it in. So it's a game-by-game, play-by-play scenario. We did talk about it on the sideline to Marcus, and you know, we told him where to line up, and if it's real high hang time punt, 8, 9 yards deep, we're probably going to take a knee. But that one was probably right on the borderline of being okay, and I don't have a problem with him. I do have a problem with the way we blocked it. We should have blocked it better.
What were your initial thoughts on Sendejo's penalty, and anything change after you went back and looked at it?
I think it's still a gray area, and I think it's a difficult play to call, and it happened so quickly. It was definitely a running into. Do I think it was a roughing? I don't know. That's hard to tell, even after looking at the tape. He barely brushed him. It was a great acting job by their punter to go down, and that's what their punter should do. I was more disappointed that we didn't block the kick because he was scot-free, and he knows that he was disappointed, Andrew. Everson came free. Andrew came free. It really opened up like we thought it would. We just need to make a play there.
Where did they miss?
The punter worked a little bit more to his right than we thought, and even though he's a right-footed punter, and Andrew came down a little bit more over the center. But on that hash, they had been punting more towards downfield rather than drifting to our left, his right. So it was unfortunate. You know, I really thought we had a play there.
Who stood out to you the most in coverage for you the last few games?
You know, I think Tyrone McKenzie's doing a good job. Larry Dean, Everson Griffin. You know, our gunners, Jamarcus Sanford's doing a fantastic job. And anytime you guys look out there and you see one of our gunners viced and they force a fair catch, it's just as good as a tackle. To me, it's better than a tackle because they get, you know, no return yardage. And to me, Jamarcus is doing a great job for us.
What do you like most about coaching him? I know you've said you really enjoy working with Jamarcus.
He's a pro. He's taken this, you know, we talked about earlier in camp or earlier in the season when he lost his starting job on defense. He basically came to me and said, okay, what do I need to do? How can I help? And he wants to win. The kid's a joy to coach because we have a lot of guys like that. We really do, and I love our roster. We have a bunch of young guys that are good football players, are good athletes that work their tails off, that practice hard, that study the game, and that go out on game day and play well. And so far we've had that from our troops.
Is his energy and hyperactivity, is that contagious?
Yeah, he's a lot like me, but of course the guys accuse me of having too much caffeine. That's where mine comes from. His is probably because he's young and he's energetic anyway. But he is like a lot of our guys, very energetic, very enthusiastic, and you know he talks loud. But to me, it's the kind of guy that you want around. And to me, he can lead by example. And the young guys look at him and say, "Wow, look at him!" Every day in practice, every day in meetings, he's asking questions or answering questions when he's called upon. But he's a true pro.
Regarding Chris again, you everybody knows his activities, you know, as a musician, now he's writing, he's kind of going into the political world. Are you keeping your antenna up for a little bit if that ever bleeds over, or is it all basically what he's struggling with, if he is, it's football related?
No, I mean, I don't think that carries over to football. The one thing Chris has been able to do is keep it separate. Once it becomes a distraction for our football team, that's when I'll step in. I think that's my job. That's why I've told Coach Frazier what I will do. So far, I don't think it's been a distraction to our team. Everybody knows his views. They're 180 from mine, so we don't agree on anything politically. So not that anybody cares about how I feel about politics, but the bottom line is that once it becomes a distraction, then we'll shut it down.
Or did you just say to him, look, I got
We've talked about it in the past where, you know, Chris can't be that. He can't be a distraction. And he doesn't want to be. He's doing what, you know, that's his God-given American right to express his views, which is I don't have a problem with. It's just that when it affects our football team, which I don't think it has so far, well, once it does, it'll be shut down.
Have you had a political argument with him?
He's too smart. I don't argue with him. I just tell him my views. He tells me his. We agree to disagree. Makes it simple.
The other special teams penalty, I think, was Ballard. They called the block in the back. Was that one close?
No, it was not a block in the back. The one before was. It was almost like it was a makeup call. And again, it's such a bang-bang play. I thought he did a great job on that one. But the one before, he kind of got away with one. So I told him it evens himself out. We can't ever. I tell our guys all the time, don't give the official an excuse to make the call. If it's close and they call it, it's your fault. Okay, so we need to do a better job with our technique, whether how we set up the block or how we finish our block, which we talk about and work on all the time. So he shouldn't have that called ever, just because of the way we teach it.
In your view, is special teams the hardest adjustment maybe for replacement officials, just considering everything's happening so fast?
It's so fast, and it's the whole field. And it's hard for the regular officials to officiate that play, and I have a lot of respect for the guys that do it. And I have a lot of respect for what the replacement officials have done thus far, because it is a very, very difficult thing. Those four core phases are very hard to officiate, no matter what level. Good? Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks, as always. Thanks, Mike.